Hello, it's the 2nd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Fly-tipped waste in Bedford is found every 4 hours, according to the latest stats from DEFRA. The Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs says over 2,000 incidents were recorded by Bedford Council in the last year. Environmental charity Keep Britain Tidy says it's because of man and van outfits that offer paid rubbish removal but don't dispose of it correctly. However, over the past year, many local residents have said the unnecessary restrictions on Household Waste Recycling Centre, more commonly known as the Tidy Tip, has meant more people have been forced to leave waste outside on the streets, and this encourages fly tipping. Richard Fuller, MP, has said it's great news that Arlesey, Biggleswade and Sandy rail stations will get improved facilities thanks to the Passenger Benefit Fund. 90% of the work will be done before May and the rest will be completed in September. The Lord Lieutenant of Bedfordshire, Helen Nellis, commissioned 5 new deputy lieutenants and made an announcement in the London Gazette. Deputy Lieutenants help the Lord Lieutenants and Vice Lord Lieutenant with voluntary, statutory, community, armed forces, civic and business duties. Nellis said, "I'm delighted to welcome 5 new Deputy Lieutenants to my team, all of whom bring with them their own unique qualities, skills and enthusiasm." A new survey from Born Free shows nearly 100 dangerous wild animals are kept in Bedfordshire homes. Among the list are 2 big cats, a crocodile, an alligator, and 48 venomous snakes. Fortunately, most residents prefer cats and dogs. On that note, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News update.